Greetings. This is Eric Gould with your KVNF Regional Sports Report for Friday, November 22nd. For the first time since 1962, the Paonia Eagles will play for the 1A State Football Championship. Paonia won its semifinal matchup last week, 28-14, against previously unbeaten Buena Vista to advance to tomorrow's championship game. The Eagles got four touchdown runs from sophomore sensation Taylor Walters, and senior Will Austin ran for 252 yards in the big semifinal win. Paonia traveled to Buena Vista and beat the number one team in the state behind yet another stellar effort from both its offense and defense. Paonia's opponent in the championship game is a familiar one. Centauri, out of the Southern Peaks Conference, has won 10 games in a row, a streak that started with a victory over Paonia in Week 3. Centauri defeated another unbeaten team, second-ranked Lyman, 21-8 last week, to advance to tomorrow's championship game. The Eagles and Falcons are mirror images of each other, especially on defense. Centauri has allowed the least points all year, 101, while Paonia has allowed the second least points all year at 131. In the Week 3 matchup that saw Centauri win 27-14 in Paonia, the Falcons got a touchdown punt return from senior standout Jason Burr. Quarterback KC Jarvis torched the Eagles for 229 passing yards and two touchdowns, and Jarib Aziz was a force at running back and linebacker all year for the Falcons. The 1A state title game will be at Paonia Town Park tomorrow at 1 p.m. Extra bleachers were moved from the rodeo grounds to Town Park to accommodate what is expected to be a huge crowd. Get your seats early and dress warmly, as colder temperatures are expected at game time. Delta County will see a second playoff game tomorrow at 1 p.m. when the underdog Delta Panthers entertain the defending state champs, Silver Creek. Delta advanced to the 3A semifinal matchup after a tough 13-9 win in Glenwood Springs last week. Cordell Stroud made a game-saving tackle on fourth and goal on the last play of the game to send Delta to tomorrow's semifinal. Delta is led by quarterback Cade Gafford, receiver Ryan Whiteside, and running back Johnny Ponce. All three benefit from playing behind an athletic, talented Delta offensive line. The Panthers will face their toughest challenge yet in the defending champion Raptors. Silver Creek lost in the state finals 2 years ago, then upset Rifle last year 32-15 to win state. Silver Creek, out of Longmont, hopes to get its third state title game in a row behind an offense that has scored 436 points this season. Finally, Montrose, the number one team in 4A, goes on the road for the first time this postseason when they travel to Pueblo South tomorrow at 1 p.m. for a semifinal matchup against the Colts. Montrose advanced after last week's 47-27 victory over Denver South. Angelo Youngren ran for 120 yards, scored three times, and threw a touchdown pass to Ira Wooten in the Indians' win. Fullback Mike Rocha had 74 rushing yards and two more scores for Montrose. Quarterback Cameron DeVincentis threw a touchdown pass to Peter Shearer to complete the scoring explosion by Montrose. With a win tomorrow, the Indians will advance to the 4A state championship game next week. And that concludes your KVNF Regional Sports Report for Friday. This is Eric Gould saying congratulations to all three teams in our listening area for getting this far, and good luck tomorrow. Stay tuned to KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio for future sports reports, and thanks so much for listening.